This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared.
Well, if you think that statement was bad, it only got worse. That is Sam Harris, an author and a neuroscientist. This is a guy who studies the brain. Somebody ought to study his. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I spent the first hour talking about Trump headlines and how they want you to think about Donald Trump. And then I spent the second part of that hour showing you a person who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome who says Hunter Biden could kill babies in his basement. He's not talking about abortion, ones inside of the woman's womb. He's saying he could go down there and kill all the babies he wants. I could find bodies, man, and I wouldn't care. That whatever Trump did is much more important. And I want to stay on this subject for a while because I need you to understand when you're looking at the news cycle, when you're listening to these leftist pundits out there who, thankfully, some of them are gone, like Brian Stelter. Stelter of CNN? Anyway, when you're listening to these guys, you're listening to people who think like this. Like this guy who says, I don't care. The ends justifies the means. There is nothing that we can tell him to make him understand that he's wrong and we're right. Folks, you're in a battle. A big, big battle. That, again, Sam Harris. And we'll play the rest of the clip. I don't know how much time I want to spend on this because I do want to get to some other topics, but you can't spend enough time talking about this and putting it into the context of everything that you've seen. And you know the context I want to put it in right now? I want to put it into the context of Trump's attitude. You know, his style. Do you think Donald Trump, I'm just going to ask this question for the people that always hear Trump, Kevin, you're a Trump or whatever, and I'm not. I don't care what you say. But let me ask you, do you think that Trump would have a different feel about or a different style if they told the truth about him? I don't know how you are, but let's say that I come up and you've got a nice suit on and you're very honorable. You're very personable. You're very distinguished. You seem to take interest in people. And somebody comes up to me and they say, Kevin, what do you think about Susan? And I go, that girl, I hear stuff about her. Really? Yeah, man. She tried to come off all, you know, duty two shoes, but I hear she slept her way to the top. So then, next time you are with that person and they say to you, oh, hey, I met Kevin Jackson. You go, oh, he seems like a nice guy. And you go, well, he didn't seem to think that about you. What? What do you mean? Well, he alluded that you slept your way to the top. And, you know, and this, and they repeated what I said. How do you think that person would feel about me? Or complete lies. Complete lies. What would you think about me as a person? Would you go, oh, I'm going to listen to what he says. I'm going to be gracious and understanding. Or are you going to have a little bit of, you know, like, I can't believe that sucker did that. Don't tell me you don't know somebody like that. If you're over 30 years old, it's happened to you. Or you've lived a very sheltered and charmed life. Somebody has said, they just don't like you. And they said something. You're like, well, what? I didn't do anything. But what's interesting about this is people don't stop to think about this in the context of Donald Trump gets lied about multiple times a day. They used to count his so-called lies. Just when Donald Trump would go, you know, it's 30% of the people like me. Oh, I saw a poll said only 28% like him. Look at him. He lied. What would you do? Would you have a great disposition? Would you put on this rosy, oh, it's all good. Yeah, well, you know, just having a bad day, those liars. You know, and you, oh, well, Kevin, he's running for president. He's supposed to stay above the fray. Like Joe Biden? Does Joe Biden stay above the fray when he gets in people's faces? You're a dark-faced pony soldier. And he said, you're a liar. I'll do more push-ups than you. I'm smarter than you. Yeah. But nobody wants to talk about that. Only Donald Trump's the one who's got the bad attitude. John McCain was said to be a maverick. He was a mean-spirited SOB that very few people liked. And very vindictive, would come after you with all the everything that a person shouldn't have. Power, privilege, and money. And he would come after you with a vengeance if you said anything wrong about him. Well, what? He gets a pass? Donald Trump is going through what many women say all the time. If a woman is a strong leader and does this, they look at her as a, you know what, a witch. Black women in particular, they have a term, a resting witch face. I'll clean it up. So, angry black woman. Donald Trump is responding to all of these things, these negative things that have been said about him that have been proven to be lies. And you know what people would do?
Well, I mean, I don't like his attitude.
You know what? There's probably people listening to this show or have listened to this show that don't like my attitude. And you know what I say? Screw you. I don't care. Because I get stuff done. You want kids adopted? I've proven. I've gotten over, Melissa and I have gotten over 1,000 kids adopted. Don't talk to me about what getting stuff done. That's more than many politicians will do combined in 15 lifetimes. Just in dealing with kids. You want to talk about sex trafficking and things like that? Get a kid out of foster care and you've done something. Because that system is full of nothing but pedophiles and money grubbers, leftists who see these children as property. You think they're straightening them out? Let me let you talk to some of my foster care kids, and you'll say, I hate Democrats. You'll say, I hate that system. I hate these people that act like they're helping. They don't help. It takes people like us to get them out. We have a program right now to get kids into Hillsdale College, out of the regular college system, into a good quality Christian conservative education. And it's more than, we got two kids, well, we got a bunch of them that are on the track. I don't know how many will get accepted, but we're working with the president of Hillsdale to get kids, at-risk kids, into that college and not into this indoctrination system. By the way, full ride. And you know what? Hillsdale doesn't take any government money. They're funded through you. None of this is involving the government. The people who are helping these kids are people that are women's groups in Arizona that say, we want to help. But that's what we do. We make stuff happen. We don't wait on people to do stuff. Anyway, I've got to take a short break and then come back and talk about this. Sam Harris.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared, right? It's like there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden. But even if Joe Biden, like, even whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like, if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like, there's just it doesn't even stack up against Trump University.
That was, again, Sam Harris. He's saying that if Hunter Biden had corpses in his basement and Joe Biden were actually a participant in Hunter Biden's schemes involving enemies of America, wouldn't stack up to Trump University. Oh, heck, I mean, Trump University? Trying to get people to learn how to do real estate the Trump way and then flunking these people out and saying, holy cow, that's certainly, what greater atrocity than that of loss of human life, even children, by Hunter Biden and Joe Biden being proven to be the big guy and taking money from enemies of the state. And, well, look at that Trump University thing. I just want to stop for a second and let you let that marinate on that thought. This is the comparison. And by the way, he's just getting started, because God forbid he remind you that Donald Trump got exonerated from any partnership with Russia, any collusion. That it, we all know that Hillary Clinton is the one who sticked, you know, who was working in collusion with the FBI and the media to actually make Trump look like the patsy. But, oh, no, no, he knows all the bad things Trump did. So I go back to you, what I said earlier in the first segment, or the first segment of this hour. What would you do? If these were, this was the litmus test. I don't know if you've ever done anything. Have you ever been in a business deal that went south? Because I have. And if the standard he's holding me to, it's okay for a Democrat to kill babies, then for me to have to admit this business opportunity didn't work out and maybe people lost $100 or something. It's okay for a leftist to kill babies, but don't let that Kevin Jackson have lost a couple of bucks for some people who were willing investors. These people are deranged. Folks, this guy, how many people do you think this author and neuroscientist have spoken to? How many people do you think he's influenced with his absolute abject hatred of Donald Trump? And his comparison is Trump University to the killing of babies and by Hunter Biden and the corruption of the Biden family. He's willing to overlook all of it, all of that, because Donald Trump, well, a few people lost some money by going to his real estate class. Here's what even cracks me up. If Trump had called it Trump's real estate class, learn how to buy and sell real estate, whatever, and people didn't make it through. There's not a single person on with a brain cell that would go, well, the product didn't deliver. 100% of the people didn't make money in real estate. You know, have you ever done a direct marketing business, what they call a multi-level marketing business? How many of those people make money? Amway is a very respected organization. I don't know what they call themselves these days, but they're very respected. Okay? How many Amway people really make money? I'm talking about get to the brass ring. How many could be considered failures? Let me put it this way. A lot of them have washed out. Is that not true of every single MLM direct marketing company? Everyone? I mean, if we're looking at the results, here's what I'm going to warn everybody. If you bring people into your thing that is, you know, whatever you're marketing, I'm going to save you some suspense. The majority of them will fail. Now, leftists know this, but do they care? No. Trump University and the hyperbole, the exaggeration, and he means it. He doesn't care that Hunter Biden is a crackhead that has been cavorting with prostitutes, could be involved with underage children in a sex ring, has run the family's racketeering business. In other words, he's running the family's larceny business, going around using his peddling influence so people can take advantage of the American taxpayer, and this guy doesn't care. He can overlook all of that. By the way, Hunter Biden is complicit with his uncle and his father. A father who, by the way, took showers with his daughter. And this guy goes, tell me that he had sex with his daughter and he would have orgies with his daughter and invite other Democrats in, including Epstein and Bill Clinton. You know what this guy would tell you? I don't care, because Donald Trump supposedly ripped off some people that didn't get the full benefit of Trump University. That's his litmus test. As I said, my job here is, and you're going, Kevin, you're kicking a dead horse. I don't care. That horse might get up. I'm going to keep kicking it. I said what I said, you know, in the last two segments of the first hour. This is more information, more repeating the same thing and giving you more analogies. So I ain't giving you nothing new if you listen to the first hour. But what I am telling you is I want you to really let this sink in. of how these people behave, what's in their brains, and how dangerous they are. This man will overlook criminal activity in order to get to what he believes are what justification. And here's the worst part. I think I didn't drive this point home earlier in when we talked about it in the previous hour. This guy thinks of himself as an elitist. He's an author and a neuroscientist. He studies the brain. He thinks we're crazy. He thinks he's smart. These are the people that want to tell you what the policies of your life should be. These are the people, the experts, that tell you mask work. They tell you that herd immunity is not better than a vaccine that could be developed. Your body and God doesn't know how to treat a vaccine. They tell you that you better get into quarantine because this mask, even though it does work, it could spread it. And this disease that only killed less than 1% of the people and 0.1% of anybody that was moderately healthy or young, but they know more. Now, so what? They get debunked. So what? Everything the CDC said, the WHO, Fauci the fraud, Burks, Joe Biden, and all their minions, all the media hacks who gave them airtime over this nonsense. So what? So what? Cuomo gets a Nobel, an Emmy, and is considered a savior of New York, even though he killed thousands of old people. It doesn't matter, right? Because they're the experts. They're the elitists, and you better shut up and listen.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is hoping the federal government will provide assistance to flooded out North Texas. The governor telling reporters he had a talk with the FEMA administrator who expressed worry about low-income homeowners being affected by the flooding. The governor adding it's been a long time since the state has seen so much rain in a 24-hour period.
What happened yesterday is the second worst rainstorm and flooding in Dallas since 1932, and the second worst on record.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government adding new single-family home sales fell by 12% to an annual rate of 512,000 units. The average sales price of a new home in July also jumped to nearly $547,000. USA Radio News. A whistleblower is speaking out from a social media company.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in Ohio's largest school district will start the new school year Wednesday despite a teacher strike. Columbus City School students will begin the year with online learning while teachers are on strike. The city's mayor has asked the teachers' union and the school board to return to negotiations, saying many students have already missed out on school due to COVID. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just talking about Sam Harris, this knucklehead author and neuroscientist who made a really interesting statement and something that we should all be paying attention to, something we can learn from as conservatives, people who play by the rules. I don't know how many times Democrats are willing to show you, say to you, to in your face, we are going to cheat you. We don't play by the rules. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Didn't plan on spending as much time on this, but Sam Harris issued a statement of correction to what he said. I'm going to get to that a little bit later in this segment and probably the last segment of this particular broadcast, because it's even more asinine than what he said. Now, we've already covered him saying Hunter Biden could kill babies in his basement and he doesn't care what prostitutes or drugs he's used or guns he may have, weapons he's had. He doesn't care that Hunter, flunked out of the military school, probably can't pass the bar. I don't know what all the details. He doesn't care that Hunter Biden didn't want to take care of his baby. He doesn't care that Joe Biden doesn't even give a crap about his grandchild, and Jill Biden is a narcissist who probably was very complicit in this dysfunctional family, so much so that Ashley had a sex addiction problem because she took showers with the big guy, and I don't know if she was calling him the big guy because of his dealings with Hunter and getting his cut, but for whatever reason, she became a sex addict and has had her demons. And by the way, I'm not exonerating any of the things that I've said about this family from the conservative movement, but what I will tell you, these are leftists, and leftists are, instead of trying to improve their situation, what they do is they cover it up. And they look the other way. Because I've asked this question of conservatives, how can you throw away Donald Trump? Everything this man has done, the Supreme Court justices, all of the federal court justices, the district court justices, where we are winning cases. We're flipping this whole mentality. What he did to get rid of CRT in schools and LGBT nonsense out of the military. And I could go on. Putting money back into the capitalist pockets. Saving manufacturing. Giving America back that, restoring that sense of pride. And we want to throw them away. And the Democrats are saying, this Sam Harris is telling you, I don't care what Joe Biden does. I don't care how demented you tell me he was. I don't care how many people he shakes hands with in thin air. I don't care how many times this guy flubs a teleprompter. I don't care where he got his money. I don't care how many women he abused when he was a senator. The heck with Tara Reid and her story. I don't care if he was a blood cousin to Jeffrey Epstein or Harvey Weinstein. Whatever the man has done, I forgive him. Why? Because I hate you and I hate Donald Trump. Well, as I often say to leftists, I hate your guts and I hate your stomach for carrying your guts. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you're in Tampa, Sarasota area, any of the surrounding counties, that would be Pinellas, Pasco, Hillsborough, Manatee, Sarasota, Hardy, maybe Hernando. I hope you will come to the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour on October the 20th and come visit with me and the boys. We're going to have a lot of fun. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy. Look for the Tampa, St. Pete, whatever way we got it listed. Click on that and it'll take you right to get your VIP ticket. And I hope you'll go, and I hope you'll tell many, many other people to go. That theater holds 818 people. I hope it's at capacity. Because we're going to have some fun talking about stuff like this. Stuff like Sam Harris. Crazy man. Let's play the rest of that clip so people know what he said. And then I want to talk about what his correction was. How he's saying, well, I didn't mean it the way you understood, the way you heard it. You know, it wasn't really what my words didn't really mean what my words meant. Because he's going to redefine is for you. Here's the rest of the clip, though.
I mean, like, there's just... It doesn't even stack up against Trump University, right? Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop, in my view, right? Now, that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted. Right. And again, it's a coin toss as to whether or not
Sam, I'm sorry.
That particular piece.
I'm really sorry. I was the one that said we should move on, but you just said something I really struggled with there, which is
the kids in the basement?
the kids in the basement.
Now I'm going to stop there for just a second because I didn't touch on this in the previous hour. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He says, what, the kids in the basement? And he's laughing. Because the guy goes, whoa, you just said something that makes me stop to take pause. Because he was saying, I don't care, you know, the left-wing conspiracy, he says, to denying the presidency to Trump. And he says, it's okay because it's warranted. And the guy goes, whoa, I got to stop you there. Here's what's interesting. He didn't stop him when he said, it didn't matter to me. It wouldn't have mattered to me if Hunter Biden had killed kids in the basement or whatever. That's what he said. And the guy didn't stop him and say, surely you're kidding, right? You're just, because the guy would have said, no, I'm not. But that didn't stop him. He didn't stop the guy. I really want to drive home this point. The moderator was okay with everything he said up to this point where he said, I was ready to move on from you talking about the killing kids in a basement and Joe Biden being the big guy and taking money from his son, etc. Didn't say a word, but now he's ready to challenge him. And that's good. I'm glad he's ready to challenge him. And let's hear the rest of this.
You're saying you are content with a left-wing conspiracy to prevent somebody being democratically reelected as president.
Well, no, I'm content. Well, but the thing is, it's not left-wing, right? So Liz Cheney is not left-wing, right? Liz Cheney is doing everything in her power.
You're content with a conspiracy to prevent somebody being democratically
elected. But there's nothing conspiracy. It's not. It was a conspiracy out in the open. It doesn't matter what part's conspiracy, what part's out in the open. I mean, I think it's like if people get together and talk about what should we do about this phenomenon. You know, if there was an asteroid hurtling toward Earth. And we got in a room together with all of our friends and had a conversation about what we could do to deflect its course, right? Is that a conspiracy?
So let's touch on another couple of points I didn't touch on earlier. Welcome back again, folks. So he's comparing it to an asteroid, something that you'd have, you know, no control over. We can all agree that the world needs to be saved if an asteroid. In other words, there's 100% agreement in the world that if an asteroid's hurling towards us, then we need to do something about it. So that makes the assumption that everybody agrees. This is universal. Donald Trump is bad. Now, he's not rationalizing in any way except to give you Trump University. And here's what he does. He goes, if we just stop there. Okay, well, first of all, you can stop there. There isn't anything controversial about Trump University. But where do you go? What else? Tell me. Okay, let me give you a tidbit, Trump University, but let me go to the big stuff. Well, what's the big stuff? He just stopped. For him, I don't need to go any further. Trump University should do it for you. Ask yourself this very simple question. If you're going to measure somebody on whether or not the university made it or not, aren't there other, there have been universities that have failed. There are HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, that have shut down. You're going to go kill them? You want to destroy them? Or is it just Trump's university? How many people went through Trump's university? Do you have any idea what the enrollment was for the number of people who wanted to learn how to do real estate? Have you been up at 3 o'clock in the morning for, you know, this Asian dude there? I teach you how to, I come to your country, I make millions of dollars. Look at him, he's on his yacht. He's got his Ferraris with the trophy girls all around him. How many failures has he had? I mean, it's so ridiculous, it's impossible to ignore. But let's get off that and go back to the asteroid. So it's hurling at Earth. It needs to be destroyed. He says no matter what, we've got to stop it. That's the same type of thing that they said about Trump. He's an asteroid. He's hurling towards Earth. So what? 75 million people voted for him. We know best. And who is we? Very simple answer, folks. Elitist. They know best. I want to get into his, we're going to cover this in the last segment, but I want to tell you what this man wrote. Here's what he tweeted to respond to this. He issued this on Twitter after saying that he didn't speak very clearly in his comments, said he was, quote, essentially arguing for a principle of self-defense where there's a continuum of proportionate force that is appropriate and necessary to use. I'm going to read his entire statement when we come back. Mind-blowing stuff from these lefties.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Sam Harris, not the singer, an author and a neuroscientist, an elitist who thinks he knows best what America needs, and he considers Trump what they call an earth-limiting event, an Ellie. He considers Donald Trump so threatening to the democratic constitutional republic that is America that he must be stopped at all costs. And you remember what Cheney said when I'm talking about the daddy, what he said when he put out his commercial, says Donald Trump is the biggest existential threat to mankind, because he wanted his daughter Liz to win because she's not an election denier like most of us and many of us are. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Sam Harris has issued this crazy statement. He says Hunter Biden can kill babies in his basement. He doesn't care. Joe Biden could have colluded with our enemies. He doesn't care. Because Donald Trump had Trump University. And he goes on to say that It doesn't matter that there's a conspiracy to attack Trump, to keep Trump from being president, because it's warranted. And despite us being a constitutional republic and the duly elected president, like a person who's running for office like Donald Trump, must be stopped at all costs. There is no crime too great to do that. So here's how he did his mea culpa after making this statement that shocked even leftists, or some of them. He said this on the podcast: I was speaking narrowly about the wisdom and propriety of ignoring the Hunter Biden laptop story until after the election. Do we need to stop there? The wisdom and propriety. Ignoring the Hunter laptop story, he said. He says this: I've always thought that was a very hard call, ethically and journalistically. It was a hard call for him. See, let me explain why I'm stopping there, why I'm emphasizing this. Because that's not a hard call for us. Who could that be about, that you wouldn't want the information to come out? If that had been Trump's kid and Donald Trump, sorry, I want it out. If that had been Reagan's kids, I want it out. Bush's kids, there's no political ideology. You're telling me that the man, the son of a vice president who's now running for president, is doing deals with countries that are antagonistic to us, paying off his dad who wants to be president, and we don't want to talk about this? No, I want it talked about, even if it disagrees with my political ideology. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and say there aren't some Trump people that would go, well, man, I mean, I would rather we waited because, you know, we need to get elected and, you know, we need to cheat like they do. And I get it. I understand that rationale. But I wouldn't do it. And I think the majority of conservatives would have said, if Donald Trump was demented, wasn't capable of serving, was a puppet, a tool who was not going to meet the needs of the people, and he cheated, and his son was part of the cheat, I want him exposed. I don't want him as president. Lucky for us, we didn't have that dilemma. We had a sane president. Anyway, he goes on to say this. I'm going to go reread the last thing. I've always thought this was a very hard call, ethically and journalistically, to not report Hunter's deal, whatever, right? He says, nothing I said on the podcast was meant to suggest that the Democrats would have been right to commit election fraud or take other illegal means to deny Trump the presidency, nor do I think they did that. See, he's lying. Not only does he think they did it, he knows they did it. And what happened was somebody said, dude, you have opened up a can of worms here. You're making people understand that we are willing to do whatever it takes. And just for the record, I got a little inside knowledge here. See, because I'm making this thing called Beyond the Mules, a movie, a film, a documentary. And I know it's going to shock a few of you, but we have them on record saying this. This is a Project Veritas type expose. They can't deny this. And let me tell you, there are people like him that you're going to meet in this film. That is exactly how they feel. They're on camera saying F Trump. They're on camera explaining that the ends justify the means. You get what I'm saying? Look, this isn't a commercial for Beyond the Mules. That movie's going to have a lot of success. And there are going to be people coming after me. So I'm going to need a fund, you know, a legal fund. But we're going to showcase all of what they did. Because you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of disclaimers like that. Not that I think they did cheat. They know they cheated. And that's what he's exposing. Do you really believe that after the man said doesn't care about Hunter Biden's shenanigans? I don't care. Hunter Biden can hang out with prostitutes. He could be doing coke. He can be showcasing guns. So what? He's a criminal. you know, he's been convicted of, you know, DUIs, and he's a scumbag that doesn't take care of his kids and a host of other things. And he will put your, he will use the American public and his dad's clout to enrich himself. That's just the way it is. So what, Hunter Biden is a product of the environment that allows for that. He ignores it. He ignores it on Joe. He ignores it on James. He ignores it on the wife. What is Jill doing? She runs around speaking and earning money for the family. On what? What has she done with her life? Nothing. Rides on the coattail of rich white men of power. But she'll tell you she's part of the women's movement, right? What a farce. So, folks, I'm telling you this stuff because he's not complicit. Don't think for one second this on the podcast. I was speaking narrowly. I'm going to read it again because I want you to understand. Where's the apology? He was speaking narrowly about the wisdom of the propriety. Propriety. He believes it was wisdom. And somebody's showing propriety to ignore the Hunter laptop story until after the election. God forbid you get that story and you decide you don't want to vote for the guy you're not going to vote for anyway. And then, I love the next part. It was, he says, I've always thought it was a hard call, a difficult call, ethically and journalistically, to do that. Man, they must have agonized over whether or not to tell the public what? Anybody? The truth. But he says, with everything I said, I'm not suggesting that we cheated. I'm not suggesting that I said everything is fair game when it comes to getting rid of Trump. And oh, by the way, I don't think there were others who did that. I certainly didn't. Oh, no. Yeah. See, he lets the cat out of the bag. He tells you exactly what they did, what he's doing, and Democrats like him did. And then he wants to back away. No, 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 no. And you know what else they didn't do? They didn't. You took that shot. That was you that took that vaccine. We didn't force you to do it. We weren't the ones saying, look, you need to take the vaccine and get boosters. I mean, we recommended it, but you didn't have to do it. Yeah, I mean, so what, you want to travel, you want to move around the country, and we wanted vaccine passports. And, you know, people were dying during testing, and we made it a point to say everybody was free, exonerated from you being able to sue them, as we were forcing you to do it, but we didn't force you to do what we forced you to do. That was on you. How many things can I tell you to showcase what leftists are willing to do? They lie to you. They lie to your face. Then they come back and go, I don't understand why you're mad at me. It's not an apology. And he was dead serious. Hunter Biden could put bodies in his basement. He'd say nothing. They know Joe Biden is the big guy. Ask them if they care. They know Donald Trump hasn't done anything. They're just programmed to hate him. And they're mad at you because you won't just follow along. Because the elitists have given you their marching orders. And by God, you better be following them. And you aren't doing it. You're still supporting Trump. Despite what the media is telling you about him. Despite the lies that they see as the truth. You're still doing it. What more do we have to do to you? Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll cheat you out of an election. We will target your guy. We will demonize him. We will make him a pariah. And you with him. The elites in this country are saying to you, you will do what we tell you.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.